I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Governor Steve Bullock is visiting several communities across the state to campaign on behalf of a ballot initiative to raise the tobacco tax and create a new tax on e-cigarettes and vaping products. The money raised would be used to extend Montana's Medicaid expansion program. Otherwise, it's set to expire next June. If Initiative 185 passes, it would remove that sunset provision. In addition, it would create a stream of dollars to pay Montana's share of this federal-state program. It's estimated I-185 will generate about $74 million a year by hiking the tax on cigarettes by $2 a pack, and there are increases for other tobacco products.
It fully funds what the state has to pay. So the idea that there's some unfunded element out there is factually false.
It's a reference to arguments by opponents that the amount raised falls short and would lead to an unfunded mandate. There's also the argument that the taxes collected will fall, as this tobacco tax increase could deter or cause people to quit smoking, vaping, or using smokeless tobacco. Bullock was asked about that. He sees it as a win-win because it could lower health costs for everyone, particularly those who will suffer from smoking-related illnesses.
Because right now, it's about $800 per household that are being paying Montanans in taxes to cover tobacco-related illnesses. So I'm not too concerned that in the short term, you know, all the folks will quit using tobacco. But we're just saying that, look, they can pay their fair share of this along the way.
Two tobacco companies have spent nearly $10 million to defeat this initiative. Backers of I-185 claim they can't match that level of spending. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.